Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
We have been waiting for a full year. We have been waiting for a full year, and the day for giving your miracle offering has finally arrived. So set it aside, and in a few moments, we're going to be giving our miracle offering. You know what? This is what Jesus said. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not do what prevail against it. Jesus is saying, I'm going to raise up a group of people that are so passionate about me, that are so passionate about seeing the kingdom of God advanced in the earth, and I'm going to fill them with my Holy Spirit. I'm going to release my power upon them, and in their efforts to advance the kingdom of God, not even the gates of hell will be able to prevail against what I'm going to do through those people. And you know what? You and I are the church. We get to be a part of what God is doing in the earth. We count it a privilege. You know what? We don't have to. We get to do this. We get to participate with Jesus in extending his lordship around the world. Here at Watoto Church, we love to say that we participate with Jesus in three ways. Number one, we give of our time. We give our time to go to sell. During a week, a small group during the week. We also make sure that we come to church on Sunday. That takes time. When we plan events at church, you take off your time to come. You're involved in the community through seed projects. You give of your time to build the kingdom of God. But also, you give of your talents. We have lots of people that are directly engaged with you using their gifts to serve here at church. In fact, can we take this opportunity and give all of our ushers and our volunteer team a big clap for everything they did to serve us on the weekend? And some of you are using your career gift through the marketplace ministry to serve our communities and build the kingdom of God. In fact, what is happening on Friday night, Host Schultz is going to come and take a gift that God has given to him, and he's going to build us up as Watoto Church to pioneer a new culture of customer care. We use our talents. The third way we participate with Jesus in building his kingdom is that we use our treasure, our resources, our finances. It takes money to take the gospel all around the world. It takes money to do some practical things to demonstrate to people that we care about their need, but more than that, Jesus cares about their lives. And so we give of our money three ways. We give of the tithe, and we put that in the blue bag. A tithe is the tenth of all of our increase, and the Bible commands us to return the tithe into the storehouse of the Lord. In Malachi, the Bible tells us that we are to bring the full tithe into the storehouse of the Lord, and the word of God includes a blessing when we are faithful in returning the tithe. God himself said, test me in this and see if I'll not open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing so huge you won't have room enough to contain it. But he also has a second promise. When you are faithful in returning the tithe, the Lord says in Malachi that he will rebuke the devourer that is against you. And so in faithfulness, as we return the tithe, God watches over what he has blessed us with. We do that every week in the blue bags. But we also return offerings. Offerings are anything over and above the tithe that we bring in obedience to the scriptures. We give various ways. Number one, in the red bag, we put our contribution towards a campaign we call Building God's House. We bring a 500 shilling coin every week. The first Sunday of the month, we bring a 20,000 shilling note. We put that in there because we have a desire to buy property and to build buildings where we can gather God's people to not only meet together, but also go out into community from that space to be able to bring transformation to the glory of God. We do that. We also sponsor Watoto children, and some of you do that on a monthly basis. Those are offerings that we give over and above a regular tithe. But we have a third way that we give at Watoto Church, and we call it our extravagant offering. It is sacrificial in nature, and at Watoto Church we call that my miracle missions offering. Every once a year we come together as Watoto Church on a weekend like today, and we come with a sacrificial offering. We give. It hurts. It is painful because we forego a lot of stuff to make sure that we can bring a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Often in the Bible, God asked the children of Israel to bring a sacrificial offering to build the temple and to do other things that he required of them. And the children of Israel would bring that sacrificial offering and they would offer it to the Lord. We do that here at Watoto Church once every year. And if you're here for your first time, this is our miracle offering weekend. And in a few moments, you're going to witness people give hilariously and cheerfully. You're going to see some strokes you've never seen in your life. People have their dancing shoes on. People somersault. People do all kinds of things because we know that God loves a cheerful giver. And so we go over and above. We're excited. We bring this painful offering that we have talked to the Lord about and He has laid on our hearts. We do that once every week, and this is the weekend. Are you ready to give your miracle offering? I can't wait. You know, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 14 of an event that happened in a house of a gentleman called Simon. And Jesus was in that house on that day, and something beautiful happened. I'd like you to turn to Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 11. And we're just going to read this story. And it's going to just, hey, encourage our hearts and lift our hearts to participate with cheer and with generosity in the next couple of moments. I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation. This is what the Bible says happened in Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 11. The Bible says, "Now Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon, a man that Jesus had healed of leprosy. And as he was reclining at the table, a woman came into the house, holding an alabaster flask. It was filled with the highest quality of fragrant and expensive oil. She walked right up to Jesus, and with a gesture of extreme devotion, she broke the flask and poured out the precious oil over his head." Can you imagine? "But some were highly indignant when they saw this, and they complained to one another, saying, 'What a total waste! It could have been sold for a great sum, and the money could have benefited the poor.' So they scolded her harshly. Jesus said to them, 'Leave her alone. Why are you so critical of this woman? She has honored me with this beautiful act of kindness. For you will always have the poor whom you can help whenever you want, but you will not always have me. When she poured out the fragrant oil over me, she was preparing my body in advance of my burial. She has done all that she could to honor me. I promise you that as this wonderful gospel spreads all over the world, the story of her lavish devotion to me will be mentioned in memory of her.'" I love that just what that scripture sounds like in Mark chapter 14 in a version called The Voice. The Bible puts it this way. Jesus said, "Believe me when I tell you that this act of hers will be told in her honor as long as there are people who tell the good news." And Jesus is so faithful to his word. Right here today on the 28th of October, Watoto Church, downtown 2018, we are still looking back at what this lady did in the book of Mark chapter 14. We look at that with wonder. We look at it with awe and we say, "Oh God, will you cause our hearts to do what that lady's heart was able to do?" And what those people experienced in that moment, will you allow us the privilege of experiencing what a beautiful moment that was? They're seated at the table. This lady walks into the room completely uninvited, catches them unaware, and she begins to anoint Jesus. What a beautiful moment. Jesus says, "She was anointing me for my burial that is coming soon." Jesus had already begun to talk about his death, where he was going to demonstrate sacrificial generosity. He was going to lay down his own life. And he says, "As this woman is anointing me in preparation for my burial." Because you see, friends, we give a physical thing. We give money, but God translates it into spiritual impact. Something beautiful happens when you release your offering. Something spiritual happens. And I believe that it pleases the heart of Jesus when we come and we give sacrificially. It moves his heart. And I believe, Watoto Church, what we are about to do is going to bless the heart of Jesus, and he's going to move in our lives like never before. So get ready. I believe something special is about to happen. Couple of things I want you to notice. Notice the sacrifice. Notice the sacrifice of this woman. The Bible says she broke the alabaster flask and then she poured out this oil over Jesus' head. And the Bible says the value of that oil was worth a year's wages. Just imagine for a moment that you get your entire salary for a whole year or your tuition for a whole academic year and put it in the basket. Imagine you got your rent for the whole year and just threw it in the basket. Bam. Do you know why the church is quiet right now? Because it's almost hard to imagine, like, I'm not going to give away my rent for you. I'm not going to give away my rent. I'm not giving away my salary for you. That is what that lady did. And these guys were sitting there telling you, oh, look at what she's doing. She should sell that and give that to the poor. And Jesus says, leave her alone. Leave her alone, because what she was doing is beyond what any mind can think, ask, or imagine. She did exceedingly great. She went over and above. She sacrificed something that was dear and beautiful to her. I believe she could have used this oil on herself. And she would have walked around the streets and everybody would have been saying, she walks by and you're like, yeah. Praise God. Bless God. That perfume, amen. Glory to God. Like Pastor Philip shared, there are people when they raise their hands, you don't say praise God. I know they're not seated next to you. They're not in this building. But the people, when they say, there's nobody like you, they release something. The atmosphere changes around them. But this lady comes, and what could have been hers? I mean, she could have found anything around the house. She could have used water. She could have found anything. But she got what was dear and expensive, what was really extravagant, and she poured it over the head of Jesus. Friends, I believe that the gift you're going to give today is a sacrificial gift. I believe it has hurt you. And it's possible that you didn't carry your entire amount, that you're going to give it in phases. You're going to give something this week and another thing another week. Or you're going to give it in months that you have planned so that you can give your full miracle offering. You know what? I believe that your sacrifice is going to bless the heart of Jesus. Don't only notice her sacrifice, will you? Help me also notice her willingness. She walked into this room uninvited. You don't just walk into a room with strangers and begin to do whatever you want to do. Especially now, Jesus was a popular guy in the area and the 12 that he walked with. And now he's at the home of Simon and they're having lunch. I'm sure there were many people around. But this lady's like, I know what I've decided in my heart to do and I'm going to do it. Not only does she walk in uninvited, she says, I'm willing to give that which is dear to me. I'm going to give it to Jesus. And she did that. And next, notice that Jesus accepted her offering. He didn't reject it. I think and I know that something happens not only in our hearts, but in the heart of Jesus when you get what is dear and important to you and you give it to him. I believe that it moves the heart of Jesus because he begins to see, wow, your heart is for me. You want to extend the kingdom of God around the world. And you know what? That is what Jesus expressed in Matthew chapter 6 when he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When we prioritize the kingdom of God with our time, with our talents, and with our resources, I believe it releases a trigger of God's blessing in our lives. Jesus accepted her offering. It was a beautiful moment. We are going to experience something beautiful in a few moments. Jesus is going to experience and he's going to accept our offering. But finally, that blessing of giving was a blessing for others. That fragrant oil, the scent must have filled the whole room. And everyone must have been like, wow, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. It must have created a scent in the room as she anointed Jesus. It must have been a beautiful scent. And even those who were there were blessed by it. There were those who were indignant, who were saying, no, they should have given it to the poor. And they were going about complaining. Jesus rebuked them, said, leave her alone. She's doing a beautiful thing. And that was a blessing to those around them because of the aroma, the fragrance of that oil as it filled that room where they were seated. And they were witnessing a prophetic moment. This lady was anointing Jesus for his death and for his burial. You know what? Our giving today is going to be a blessing. I can imagine the refugees in Syria to whom we're going to give. Where we're going to build, we're going to be part of a team that's building 10,000 homes for refugees in Syria. And 1,000 of those homes are going to be for Muslims who are going to hear that, yes, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus is with you. I believe that gift is going to empower a ministry in another part of the world to tell people that there is a Savior called Jesus who died for you, and if you surrender your life to Him, your life will never be the same again. I believe that our gift is going to be a blessing to those who receive it. But listen, this is what the Bible says. It is more blessed to than to receive. You know, there is a blessing that comes to a person that receives a gift, but there is an even greater blessing for the giver. For it is more blessed to give. And I believe, friends, as we give today, we are not going to be able to stop the blessing that God has upon our lives. This is not to manipulate you. This is to say we have a great opportunity to participate in extending and advancing the kingdom of God around the world. And look out, when you prioritize God's business, He will bless yours as well. God will bless your life. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are about to be blessed. So as we give, we will help refugees in Syria. We're going to continue to do outreach into schools, secondary schools and primary schools. We're going to support local and international ministries. Locally here, we want to be able to give to Scripture Union as they take the gospel to the next generation in schools. We want to support the church plant of C3 in Nairobi, Kenya. There's lots that we want to do. We want to continue to plant a new celebration point next year. Pray with us that as your offering comes, that God is going to lead us to the right piece of property where we can plant a new celebration point, where a community can be engaged with the love of Jesus and experience the transformation that only Jesus can bring. Friends, I believe what we are about to do is going to bless the heart of Jesus. We're giving sacrificially. I know it hurts. There's a lot that you have planned for your family, for your personal life, for your business. There's a lot you want to do. But choosing to take that and give it in the offering is going to bless the heart of Jesus. Not only are you giving sacrificially, you've given willingly. You've come. No one has manipulated you. No one has coerced you. You are doing this in obedience to what God has laid on your heart. Your willingness attracts the blessing of God. But I believe Jesus is going to accept your offering. And not only is He accepting your offering, He's going to take your giving and He's going to translate it into great spiritual impact. It will be a blessing to those that receive it, but I believe it's more blessed to give than to receive. Yes, the receiver is going to be blessed, but I believe God is about to bless us in a way that is exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think, ask, or imagine. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. Amen. Come on, let's bow our heads and pray. We're getting ready to give. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the power of Your word. That You would take a moment that happened thousands of years ago. And in this moment right here, You'd inspire our hearts to emulate that lady who gave sacrificially, extravagantly to You. Who went over and above. And Lord, as Your people have come today prepared to give extravagantly and sacrificially, they're going over and above. Lord, I pray that what You witnessed in that moment in Mark chapter 14, may that be what you experience today. May it be a beautiful offering to You. May You accept our offering. More than that, Lord, may You bless Your people for the offering they're about to give. And I pray that this will result in honor and glory to You. When testimonies are shared, indeed, God, You will be praised. Do what no man can do with this offering. Translate it into incredible spiritual impact. And may we live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living because we gave. And we thank You for that.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.